Mickey, very disappointing, but at the end of the day, there's no doubt about it, the better team won.
Yeah, look, they wanted it more, Chris. You know, you get them days, you think we're ready for it, but we were really poor in the first half, you know, and then the second half, we just shot ourselves out of it. We had 15 wides again from play and two drops short, which is just killer. Momentum swings, you know, because the ball ends up going down the pitch and over the bar. So, second half, front of the post, I think we 33% conversion rate, which is really poor. But Wicklow were that bit more physical and seemed to be really up for it. You know, it was do or die for them today. We have another shot at it, but look, no complaints, the best team won. We have a lot to fix, you know.
Yeah, well, I suppose that the only consolation is the fact that you have another game.
Yeah, we knew that today. We'd like to put it to bed today, you know, and got a promotion, but we have to go to Roscommon now and we have to win, which is not going to be easy either, you know. But performance-wise, you wouldn't be happy, Chris. We were poor on the day, especially up front. You know, the defence held out rightly at times. But look, we could have been more down at half time. To be fair, they missed a good goal chance in a couple of wides at the very start of the game. So, like best team won on the day. But we've got to fix these scoring opportunities. You know, the same against Armagh, 17 wides or something. You've got to get that conversion rate up to maybe 70%, or you're going to lose games, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's two games in a row that you just really haven't clicked.
No, and last week away to Louth, away from home, we were really good. We had 320, we 14 men, you know, and it was a good physical Louth team. We were very, very good on the day. Look, I think we got a poor start in front of the posts, you know. We'd only won three in the first half and we missed it, compared to maybe, I think they had six or seven scoreable frees in the first half, and your boy Doyle was really punishing us when we did foul, you know. So a lot to fix. Look, I think the defence held out well. In a normal game of hurling, you're going to concede around 20, takes about the 23, 4 points to one games anyway. So I think the problem is up front, you know, we're just not taking our scoring opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, the boys know themselves, it's in your own hands now next week or next fortnight. If you don't win, you're not going to get up.
Yeah, and that's the way you'd rather have it now. It's just it's a semi-final, really, like next week, to get into a league final and a promotion spot. So I think, you know, you have to learn from bad performances, and we're going to have to do that. Us, the management team, will have to look at it, and the players learn. So we'll just have to work on the stuff and that we have been working on. It was in front of the posts, you know, and we thought we had it fixed last week, but today it came back to haunt us, and that's down to the intensity Wicklow brought and putting pressure on. So we have to get up to that speed. I think the last three games we played was against opposition we were very comfortable against, you know, and then you'd be found out when you meet the two or three top teams. So I think that's, you know, where we're at. I did say that the top teams that we play yet, so show today, you know, Wicklow is a step above anything else we met in the league so far.
And finally, you have a couple of players to come back into that squad.
Yeah, well, Danny Cullen was a big loss today, and Rowan McDermott, you know, who'd been really physically ready for what Wicklow brings. So look, they'll be two big lads to come back in. Look, I think we need to change things up a wee bit, especially if you ever do meet a Wicklow game. And so look, downside, if you'd have topped the group, I think you would have had a home league final, really, which would be nice, you know. But we have to go and try and get a result and get promoted first of all against Roscommon, hopefully.